Finding something to wear during pregnancy shouldn't feel frustrating. And with Armoire, it's actually fun. Armoire is a clothing rental membership that gives you access to high quality, beautiful pieces that fit your changing body and your style. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, pick what you love, and fresh styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. I recently tried Armoire and y'all, I loved the dress they sent. It was flowy, flattering, and it had pockets. I felt so good wearing it. You know that feeling when something just fits right? That's what Armoire delivers. And for you, Armoire is the answer to feeling cute and confident in maternity clothes without spending a fortune. No more clutter, no more wasting money on clothes that won't fit in a month. Just stylish, feel-good options on your terms. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Nicole. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/Dr. Nicole to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Have you heard some scary or just plain confusing things about Pitocin? Well, you are not alone. In this episode, I am sharing 10 fast facts about Pitocin, what it is, how it really works, what you need to know before it's offered during labor. No fluff, no fear, just real talk to help you feel informed and empowered. Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway-Rankins, mom of two and practicing board-certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hey there, before we dive into the episode, the Birth with Power pathway launches in May. And if you're getting ready for your hospital birth, you don't want to miss it. It's the updated version of my online birth course designed to get you calm, confident, and empowered. Hop on my email list now at drnicolerankins.com/email to be the first to know when it's live. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad you're spending some time with me today. Now, listen, Pitocin gets talked about a lot. And depending on who you hear it from, it may be everyone needs a little Pitocin. Pitocin is just fine with no problems. Or Pitocin is something to avoid at all costs because it's the worst thing that has ever existed. But the truth, it's actually a lot more nuanced than that. So today I'm sharing 10 fast facts about Pitocin. We'll cover what it actually is, how it's different from the natural oxytocin your body makes, what it really feels like, and how I approach Pitocin as an OBGYN. This episode was actually inspired by a comment someone left me on an Instagram post of mine. They wanted to know more about Pitocin, and I thought, yes, this is something we all need to talk about. So we're talking about it today. And speaking of Instagram, that is a great place for us to connect outside of the podcast. You'll get more tips and real talk to help you take charge of your birth. And my DMs are always open, whether you want to share an idea for the podcast or let me know what you think or just say hi. I am at Dr. Nicole Rankins over there on the gram. All right, let's get into it with those 10 fast facts about Pitocin. We are going to start off with the basics. And number one is Pitocin is the synthetic version of oxytocin. Oxytocin is a hormone your body makes naturally. It helps your uterus contract during labor, also plays a role in bonding and breastfeeding. Pitocin is the man-made version of the hormone oxytocin, and it's given through an IV. It's the same hormone structure, but it is delivered in a very different way. And that brings me to number two. Pitocin doesn't act exactly like your natural oxytocin. And this is where things get a little interesting. Your body releases oxytocin in little bursts, and it works in connection with your brain. So it's also tied to emotions like love, trust, and calm. Pitocin, on the other hand, is given as a continuous drip through your IV. So it causes contractions, yes, but it doesn't stimulate that same brain oxytocin feedback loop. So the experience can feel different, both physically and emotionally. Which brings me to fact number three, Pitocin contractions are often more intense. I'ma just say it, Pitocin contractions tend to be stronger and closer together than the ones your body starts on its own. In my experience as an OBGYN, they don't necessarily build as gradually in the same way, and they can feel more powerful from the jump. Now, that doesn't mean you can't handle Pitocin contractions. You absolutely can, but it does mean you wanna be prepared. This is especially important if you're planning an unmedicated birth. You'll want to have the tools, the support, and the strategies in place to help manage the intensity if you happen to need Pitocin to help during your labor. Okay, fact number four, higher doses of Pitocin aren't always better. Now, this is something that I see from the inside as an OBGYN. Some doctors want to really crank Pitocin as high as it can go and as fast as they can. I personally don't like to crank Pitocin all the way up to high levels, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. In my experience, more Pitocin doesn't necessarily mean more progress. The uterus may respond very well to Pitocin at a lower dose. So I like to increase Pitocin to a level where the contractions are regular. That's every 2 to 3 minutes. They're painful, you wanna feel them, and then you can leave the Pitocin at that level. Above that, it's not really helpful to get labor moving or necessary, in my opinion. And when you increase it too much, you're increasing the chances of complications where the Pitocin negatively impacts your baby. Hospitals do have Pitocin protocols in order to help prevent high doses of Pitocin being used unnecessarily. But in some cases, those protocols can be overwritten by physicians. So in general, you just want to have an idea of how fast and how high things are going with Pitocin. I don't find it helpful in my experience to go up to the highest level and really crank it up. It just doesn't produce a lot of benefit. Number five, Pitocin is used in three potential situations: during labor induction, during labor augmentation, and to reduce the chances of postpartum hemorrhage. And it's helpful for you to understand each of these situations. So first, during a labor induction, Pitocin can be used. Induction is when your body hasn't gone into labor at all on its own, and we really need to get things started, whether that's for a medical reason or for a personal reason, you've decided to be induced. Pitocin is almost certainly going to be a part of helping bring on those regular contractions and help get labor going when we're starting from scratch, essentially. In the second situation, Pitocin is used for labor augmentation. That means you're already in labor, but things have slowed down or they stalled. In that case, Pitocin can help pick things back up and get those contractions going again. And then in the third situation, Pitocin is used after birth to help the uterus contract and reduce the risk of postpartum hemorrhage, which is when you bleed too much after delivery. This is something that we take very, very seriously, postpartum hemorrhage, because it is one of the leading causes of complications after birth. And giving Pitocin helps the uterus clamp down and minimizes that bleeding risk. In fact, Pitocin is routinely given after birth to everyone, whether you had it during labor or not. So Pitocin is not just about starting labor. Pitocin is also a tool that we use to help keep you safe after your baby is here. Let's talk about something most pregnant women aren't getting enough of, omega-3 DHA. The recommendation is over 200 milligrams a day, but less than 5% of pregnant women in the U.S. meet that. That's one of the reasons I love Rituals Essential Prenatal. It has 350 milligrams of vegan DHA, plus other key nutrients like methylated folate and choline to support baby's neural tube development. As an OBGYN, I appreciate that Ritual goes beyond the basics. The formula is science-backed, third-party tested for heavy metals and microbes, and every ingredient is traceable. And the delayed release design, it's gentle on the stomach, something that really matters, especially if there's trouble with nausea during pregnancy. You deserve to know exactly what you're putting into your body, especially when it comes to prenatal multivitamins. And with Ritual's dedication to traceable science and sourcing, you always will. See for yourself with 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off your first month. Now, like with any intervention, you absolutely can decline Pitocin. But if your bleeding starts to get heavy, I strongly recommend that you get that Pitocin after birth, because postpartum bleeding can go from mild to dangerous very, very quickly. Okay, number six, you can still move around during labor with Pitocin. A lot of people think that once you're on Pitocin, you're stuck in the bed. That is not true. Now, yes, you will need continuous fetal monitoring, and yes, you will have an IV pole to be connected to the Pitocin, but you can still move around in the bed, you can still use a birth ball, you can still stand and sway at the bedside. You just have to have nurses in a hospital that get creative with helping you move, some help from your doula, potentially if you have a doula as well, to keep that movement going, which can be really important for comfort and progress. We can also use wireless monitors as well to help you have more freedom of movement, but you can absolutely still move if you are getting Pitocin. Number seven, you can have an unmedicated birth with Pitocin. Let me bust this myth right now. Yes, you can have an unmedicated birth with Pitocin. Now, as I said earlier, Pitocin contractions are often perceived as more intense. They're often more intense, okay? They don't have to be, but they certainly may be. But that doesn't mean you have to get an epidural. Plenty of women give birth without medication, even when Pitocin is involved. So if that is your goal, just make sure you've got your pain relief strategies ready to go, whether that's breathing, movement, massage, counter pressure, all of those things need to be in your toolbox. And know that needing Pitocin does not take away your power to have an unmedicated birth. Number eight, you can and should ask questions before Pitocin is started. This is an important one because we often just kind of start Pitocin routinely. And I will say that we aren't always great in our medical profession about discussing it. So know that Pitocin isn't bad. I want to say that as well. But it's also not something that should just be used automatically or without any discussion. So if your doctor recommends Pitocin, you can ask, why are we starting Pitocin? What is the goal with starting Pitocin? How long will we use the Pitocin? Are there any other options other than Pitocin? And what are the risks of the Pitocin? These are all questions that I walk you through inside my birth prep course, the Birth with Power Pathway, using a tool I created called the Bridges to Birth Framework. It's going to help you get clear on interventions, feel more involved, make decisions with confidence, because yes, birth is unpredictable, but that doesn't mean you are powerless. In fact, you are quite powerful. And the Birth with Power pathway is coming your way this May. Can't wait for you to see it. But in the meantime, know those questions to ask about Pitocin. Why are we starting it? What's the goal? How long will we try it? Other options? What are the risks? Because we do have a tendency to just kind of come in the room and start Pitocin without a whole lot of discussion. Number 9, Pitocin can cause side effects, so monitoring matters. One of the reasons we keep a close eye on you and your baby when Pitocin is being used is because Pitocin can cause contractions to come too close together. When that happens, it's like your baby is getting almost continuously squeezed, and that can be stressful for your baby because there's no relaxation of the uterus in between, and that can affect the baby's heart rate. And that's why continuous fetal monitoring is absolutely standard with Pitocin, to make sure that you and your baby remain safe and make sure everything stays on track and your baby is not in danger. Now, the good news is that these side effects from Pitocin can usually be quickly reversed, very quickly reversed, just by lowering the dose of Pitocin or stopping the Pitocin altogether. Like almost instantaneously, those things will get better. And then the final fast fact about Pitocin is that Pitocin is just one tool in the labor toolbox. This is the big picture that I want you to know. Pitocin can be helpful. Pitocin can even be life-saving in a hemorrhage, but it's also just one of many tools that we use to support birth, and it is not always necessary. Let us all remember that literally billions of babies were born before Pitocin ever existed. Now, that doesn't mean Pitocin is bad or that Pitocin is unnecessary. It just means that sometimes you don't need Pitocin, but sometimes your body may need a little help, and that is okay. That is totally, totally okay. Pitocin isn't a fix-all. It's definitely not evil. It is a tool. And like any tool, how it's used is what matters. So, quick recap. Pitocin is synthetic oxytocin. Pitocin can be helpful and it can also be overused. Pitocin is stronger than natural oxytocin contractions, but stronger doesn't always mean better. Pitocin is used to induce labor, help labor along, and also prevent postpartum hemorrhage. You can and should ask questions about Pitocin use. You can move around with Pitocin. You can even have an unmedicated birth while getting Pitocin. And finally, Pitocin is one tool, not the whole story. What is most important is that you understand what Pitocin is, when it's used, how it fits into your labor journey. Because when you know more, you're more empowered to make decisions that align with your values, your preferences, and your safety. That's what this podcast, Birth with Power, is all about. That kind of clarity and preparation is what leads to a powerful birth. And if you want more of these bite-sized tips, real talk breakdowns, make sure you're on my email list. That's where I share extra insights, behind-the-scenes stories, helpful tools every single week inside my newsletter, The Birth with Power Brief. Head to drnicolerankins.com/email. Click the link in the show notes to join us on that email list. So that's it for this episode. If you found it helpful, share it with a friend, because every pregnant woman in person deserves to feel informed and empowered. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, like these bonus episodes that get released on Thursdays. And if you're loving the show, I would really appreciate you leaving a quick review in Apple Podcasts. It helps more moms to be to find Birth with Power. And most importantly, it helps them step into birth with confidence, just like you. And remember, come join me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. That's where I share even more tips, behind the scenes content, little doses of real talk to help you prepare for birth with calm and confidence. My DMs are always open if you want to say hi or share what resonated with you from today's episode. Now, do me one more favor and come on back next week. And remember to trust your power and take charge of your birth.